all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800.
We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today Dr. Benjamin Kligler, who is a board-certified family physician, and we're going to talk to him about his role and responsibility in the VA health system. Dr. Kligler, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's set this up a little bit. I know that you obtained your medical degree out of Boston University, and you had a long and distinguished career in, as a family physician before you moved to the VA, I think around 2015. But tell us a little bit about your concentration.
Well, I work for an office called the Office of Patient-Centered Care and Cultural Transformation in the VA. And what we're doing in our office is working to move forward something we call the whole health approach to care, which is a way to take a bigger look at the veteran and their life and where they can be and where they want to be in their life, and really expand the range of tools that they have available to them to move towards that. So that's my current job, and very exciting.
Well, this culminates a lot of work that you did in the private sector in something called integrative medicine. And the title of this office at VA is so long, I don't think anybody can understand it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what integrative medicine is and how that fits into this whole health perspective.
Sure, I'm happy to do that. Integrative medicine is a field that's really grown up a lot over the last 20 plus years. And the idea behind it is that we do a very good job in conventional medicine with taking care of certain problems. We do great things with surgery. We do great things with medications. But there are a whole range of other kinds of therapies out there, things like acupuncture, yoga, meditation, that have a lot of potential to add effectiveness to our strategies with patients, if we could bring them into the mainstream health system. And that's where the word integrative comes from, that we're trying to integrate the best part of our conventional medical system with some really promising practices from this whole world of complementary medicine. And that's what I've been doing really for almost 25 years now, previously out in the private sector, mostly in association with medical schools and large teaching hospitals. And working out different strategies to bring forward clinical models where we can incorporate some of these other approaches to really expand the toolbox that physicians and other healthcare providers have to work with in helping their patients. And I've also been involved with a good amount of research in that area, trying to determine which ways of applying some of these therapies are most effective, and with training other physicians and other healthcare professionals in how to learn more about these things, how to talk to patients effectively. And we've just seen great results. And I would say over the last 20 years, really also the evidence from the scientific literature that's been developing for the effectiveness of some of these strategies has really been growing and growing and really helping us with the argument that some of these things should be part of our mainstream American healthcare system.
Well, these other approaches have been slowly adopted by the private sector, and I think in some regards that's controlled by the insurance companies, right? So how does integrating these into the Veterans Health Administration, when did that start, and how far along on the stream of integration do you think the VA is?
Well, on the outside, let me just say, it's quite variable how well integrated some of these things are into health systems. And you're right, a lot of that does have to do with insurance coverage. And depending on the region of the country and the insurance provider, some of these things are gradually being covered and others are not. And it's a fairly mixed picture out there. In the VA, I would say these complementary approaches, like acupuncture is a good example, have kind of been bubbling up really for more than a decade. But they initially were bubbling up because you had a lot of demand and interest from veterans. And then you had providers, practitioners working in the VA who really wanted to meet that need. So they went out and got training in some of these approaches. And so it was popping up all around the VA kind of in a maybe a one-off type of way where a given facility would have it, but the one in the next state wouldn't have it. About 5 years ago now, the VA leadership decided that this was important enough to become a formal part of what VA is offering. And so they created an office, which actually is part of my job. I'm the director of this office. That's called the Integrative Health Coordinating Center, which is the national office that's responsible for setting standards about what the VA should be covering. We don't want to cover everything that's out there because obviously some of the things really have no evidence. And if something doesn't have any evidence that it's going to help people, we shouldn't be covering it as part of the healthcare system. But about 2 years ago now, the VA passed a policy directive, which is how the VA sort of defines its care, that determined that the therapies that have evidence of effectiveness should become part of mainstream VA medical benefits. In other words, should be covered by the VA program. And so we have a number of therapies that are fit the bill for that, including acupuncture, Tai Chi, yoga, and a number of others. And they are now becoming available across the VA health system. I would say it's a pretty young program. They're not absolutely available in every setting, everywhere across the country, but it's growing quite rapidly. And that is what we're aiming for, that ultimately a veteran anywhere in the country would be able to get access to these therapies where they're likely to be helpful as part of the healthcare plan.
We've heard from veterans on Veterans Radio, Dr. Kliegler, surprise by guys who will call in and say, well, yeah, my local VA, I used acupuncture or yoga or something, and they've got a program there, and it's really helped. You've kind of put some better understanding on this. Isn't just an accidental one-off, but there's a more national approach now as to some of these other possible therapies that have shown effectiveness. So it's good to hear
right.
from the hearing it anecdotally, so I'm really glad to hear from somebody who's on the policy side of it. Is there a list of those kinds of additional approaches that might be available? We've heard on Veterans Radio with people asking about chiropractic care and that sort of thing. Is that now one of these integrated services?
Yes, actually, chiropractic care has been there even longer than some of these other therapies that I'm talking about, because I think it was 2005, Congress actually passed a bill that required VA to start offering chiropractic. So chiropractic has been out there for over 10 years already, and is still growing, really, in availability. I think there are now something like 150-plus chiropractors working across the VA health system. There is a list, and that gives me a good excuse to tell you our website, which is va.gov/wholehealth. And if you look at that website, you'll find a section on complementary integrative health, and that will tell you, you know, what's available in terms of therapies. And I'm really glad to hear that you've gotten those calls. I mean, the fact is, this is spreading pretty rapidly. We've had over 100,000 veterans across the country who've been touched in one way or another by this whole health approach that we're talking about. And that number is growing every day. And one thing I would say, which I think is very important to get across, is this approach that we're talking about is actually bigger than just the complementary therapies, because it really is about shifting the whole way we look at the care of the veteran, so that the veteran is really in charge. And what matters most to the veteran is really the sort of north star of charting where the healthcare team wants to go. And the complementary therapies like acupuncture, yoga, et cetera, those are a really important part of that. But equally important are things like working with a health coach or being in a group that's led by a veteran peer facilitator that gives you a chance to discuss what's going on in your life and where you might want to be going and where it is that you could use some new resources or strengthening. So we're using these complementary therapies as part of the toolbox in a much bigger transformation, really, of how we're looking at what the healthcare system should do to be most helpful to the veteran. So that's really, really exciting, I think.
And this is sort of a cultural change, not only at the VA, but maybe across medicine, that you stop just looking at patients, but you look at persons. Would you like to expand on that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to put it. And another way we often put this is that the healthcare system has done a great job asking the question, what's the matter with you? What diseases do you have? What problems do you have? And then bringing in treatments to try to fix those problems, whether it's medication or surgery or whatever it might be. But we're switching that around. So now we're asking the first question is, what matters to you? And how can we help you be empowered and equipped to move towards what matters to you? Now, this doesn't mean we're not still going to do a great job, and the VA really does do a great job with taking care of the diseases, whether it's diabetes or pain or depression. We continue to do an excellent job at taking care of the problems. But the idea is if you just stop there, you're treating the problems, but you're not treating the whole person necessarily. And we think that a lot of times people have strengths and capabilities and resources to really help themselves move forward, even when they have a lot of chronic problems. And we don't take advantage of those. We don't dive in and help the person understand what those strengths are and help them set goals to get themselves even stronger and better able to deal with whatever might be holding them back. So you're absolutely right. It's talking about persons rather than patients.
We're talking to Dr. Benjamin Kliegler, who's the Acting Executive Director of the Veterans Health Administration Office of Patient-Centered Care and Cultural Transformation. As I said at the outset, that's a mouthful. But if this really resonates with the veterans or their friends who are listening to this, Dr. Kliegler, how do they tell their friend or how does a veteran get started in VA's whole health program?
Well, if you are a veteran and you're already enrolled in VA care, you can bring this up with your healthcare team. Let them know you're interested. They can help you get access to the resources that are available through your VA or in your area. And I will say that not every VA is offering every aspect of this yet, because as I said, we're just growing that. But there are lots of other ways that they can help you access some of these things, including telehealth, for example. So we have lots of veterans now doing things like Tai Chi and yoga, but via telehealth, where their VA may not have a class, but the one across the state might have one, and they can participate in that via telehealth. So a veteran can talk to their healthcare team. If you're not enrolled in the VA yet, or even if you're not a veteran, but you want to get involved, you can take a look at our website, which is va.gov/wholehealth. And on there, you'll find all kinds of information about the kinds of approaches and the kinds of philosophy we're talking about and ideas that you can potentially apply for yourself or that you can bring to your own doctor, whether or not you're in the VA.
I think a lot of people would say, you know, just thinking about this out loud and having a conversation about it makes a lot of sense. How do you
absolutely?
How do you change the culture, though, that has been so rooted in disease process and only paying for certain types of treatment or authorizing certain types of treatment, whether it be at the VA or through the Mission Act out in the community, that the long-term benefit of whole health will reduce the costs associated with just focusing on diseases?
Well, I think it's a bit of a long game in terms of transforming the culture. I think in the VA, we have the advantage that our leadership has been very forward-thinking, really. I mean, quite impressive. And so they've taken the step of saying, well, VA is committing to covering these things, paying for these things as part of standard medical benefits. And at the same time, we have a very large research program that's looking at, well, what is the impact of bringing this whole health approach? What is the impact on the veterans in terms of quality of life? And then what's the impact on the system in terms of, does it help them utilize other services less? Does it help them need to be admitted to the hospital less? Does it help have less emergency room visits? All the things that all of us would like, and that also potentially ultimately have a cost benefit to the system. So because VA leadership has been so forward thinking about this, we do have the opportunity to cover these things in the VA and to really take a look at what are the outcomes that we can show go with that. And I think that's potentially a huge step forward, not only for the VA, but really for the healthcare system in America, because if we can show that these things do make the kind of difference that we're beginning to see that they do, that's going to create a lot of movement in other insurance companies, large medical systems, because there's going to be more evidence of the impact of these things. So we think it's a really great opportunity, not only for the VA, but for really the American healthcare system at large. And we're looking forward to sharing what we learn over the next couple of years so that really everybody can benefit.
I think everybody who's been in the VA healthcare system, and certainly those who are paying any attention, realize how much research is really done by the VA on a whole variety of topics that could not be done anywhere else. So it is the plan here then to do research on these outcomes, and what timing do you expect that research to start producing some results of saying, hey, this kind of works and this kind of doesn't? Is this a 10-year program, a 20-year program, a 5-year program?
Well, I would say we're already kind of embarked on that. And part of that is that under a legislation called the CARA legislation, which passed in 2016, we have stood up 18 demonstration sites around the country that we call the whole health flagships, where they are moving the system out more rapidly and working to reach as many veterans as possible. And those sites are really the focus of the what we call the outcome evaluation. So it's not really research, because it's really studying what's just happening in real life, because these treatments are available to veterans and they're choosing them and they're getting them when they need them. But we're looking at, you know, down the road, what is the impact on the veterans who do end up engaging in this kind of whole health? And so we are going to start to see some preliminary results really over the next year, I would say, and then more large numbers of veterans involved and perhaps more robust or larger results over the next 2 to 3 years. I don't think we're talking about 10 years. I think we're really talking about sort of the next 1 to 3 years, where we're going to start to see some really interesting evidence about what's the impact of offering this kind of approach.
Well, it's great work that's being done. You mentioned that there are 18 sort of pilot facilities. Do you want to mention some, where some of those are, and then tell us how we can find out if we're living near such a facility?
Sure. Well, I would preface it by saying, really, this is spreading so quickly that it's not limited to the flagships, which is, you know, these kind of larger demonstration projects. Because we have to have a focus for the evaluation, that's happening more at the flagships. But really, the program is spreading so rapidly that even if you're not near one of these sites, there's a good chance that the VA that's closer to you is doing some whole health. I won't list all 18, but there are places like Boston, Atlanta VA, Tucson VA, San Antonio. They're scattered really all over the country. Some of them are large facilities, some of them are smaller. And really, we have some amazing VA staff and clinicians leading the way in finding the best ways to bring these services to the veterans. And it's really very exciting. But as I said, even if you're not near one of those sites, it's very likely that your VA is, if they're not all the way there in terms of offering all the dimensions of this approach, they are very likely starting, and they probably have a good bit going, and then they can help you figure out how to access the parts that they may not have in-house yet. So And I think that's only going to increase over the next couple of years, the number of VAs that are involved with this and the ease that veterans can find it across the system.
So that's your advice to us, Dr. Kligler. Start with talking to your medical team and ask them, tell them you're interested in this whole health concept. And would you mind repeating the website again that people can get information at?
Yep, it's va.gov/wholehealth, all one word. And so pretty easy to remember.
Well, we really appreciate you taking some time with us this afternoon to talk about this initiative at the VA Health Administration and the good work that you're doing as its acting executive director. Fascinating stuff, and it also helps tie in all the anecdotal comments we've been getting. So thanks for giving us the bigger, broader policy view.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Veterans Radio needs you. If you like our shows that are informative, surprising stories, and relevant information on what's happening at the VA and the military, we'd like your support. Individual support of $5 to $50 a month or corporate sponsorship of $1,000 to $10,000 would be welcomed. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsorship or support tab, pay online, and keep Veterans Radio on the air.